Hi, dum-dums. It's me, your lord and savior, Allie Makovsky. I don't know if that's officially your name, dum-dums, but I do like it. I don't hate it. I'll say that. I'm extra restful in this moment. There's this cafe. Well, it's called Cafe Los Feliz, and it's in, you guessed it, Los Feliz. And they have, hands down, easily, the best breakfast burrito in Los Angeles. The thing is, I only need to eat half of it. It's the most filling thing, breakfast burrito ever. And guess what? I ate the whole thing. And I've done it before. Many times I've eaten the whole thing. And every time I go, I only need to eat half of it. There's no need to eat the whole thing. And then they cut it in half when I pick it up. So I eat one half and I go, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to do it. And then I wait about 1 minute and I go, I think it's time. I think it's time to just finish this bad boy. So now I'm trying to flush it down with this big-ass jug of Arrowhead. Which isn't good water. Arrowhead, it's no Dasani or Aquafina, but it's not good. Here's the best water. Evian, for sure. Evian is easily the highest quality liquor store water. I feel sick. And also, I've taken like 4 jujitsu classes now. So in my mind, I'm like, no, I definitely need to eat this whole burrito because I'm so freaking jacked now. And that's not the case. I'm really not doing much. Jujitsu is crazy, dude. It was a mistake. I took one class, I got to take like a free drop-in class or whatever. And they were like, yeah, if you're taking it seriously, the first month is free, but it's better to put money down for the second month if you like it, because then it'll force you to go more often the first month and show up the second month. And like after the first class, I'm like, yeah, for sure, I'm in. I love jiu-jitsu. I've taken one class. I got this, and it sucks. It's definitely not fun at all. It's really terrible. I'm sore in places I didn't think should ever be sore. My shoulders, not like my shoulder blades, not my back. I mean, my back is sore, but like the bony part of my shoulder is like bruised or something. Like it feels when you get a really bad sunburn. My neck hurts, my jaw. Places that shouldn't be in pain, hurt. I think I'm going like a little bit mentally challenged. My brain hasn't been working. I've taken 2 jujitsu classes and I think I have CTE already. Or I'm just, something's wrong with me mentally. Or maybe that's just a side effect of taking jujitsu. Maybe you slowly become stupider or quickly become stupider in my case. I'm going to chug this. That's my new thing. I don't really like drinking water. Not that I don't like it. It's hard for me to sip on that aqua. So what I've been doing is I just chug the shit out of water. Okay. I was gonna finish the whole thing, but I feel like that's so much dead air, dead ass. I feel a little bit better. What happened this past week, dude? It's so crazy now that I'm doing this dumb fucking podcast. I'm like doing all this new stuff. Or maybe it's not even that. I think I'm just thinking about my week differently, so I have something to talk about here. And it's forcing me to think in, like, a different way. And I think it's helping with my stand-up because it's helping me, like, write jokes. Because I'm thinking about my day-to-day differently in a more observational way. So I guess this is good for me to do. Last night I was working at the Comedy Store. And three separate people came up to me and told me that they listened to the podcast. So, shout out to them. That's wild. This one dude, he was like, oh yeah, I live in... Oh my god, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. This one dude was like, yeah, I live in Huntington Beach, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, no way. I grew up in that area. And he was like, where, in Long Beach? And I was like, how did you know that? And then he was like, I listened to your podcast. And I'm like, okay, please don't freak me out. But it's pretty cool that anyone would listen to this. Anyway. Oh, 7-Eleven, July 11th happened. And the store, 7-Eleven, does like free Slurpees. Which is such a crazy business model to just give away Slurpees because the date happens to be the same name as your company. You don't hear Al-Qaeda giving away free 9/11 birthday gifts, free flights to New York. They should give out free Slurpees on 9/11, too. You should just get free airplane food on 9/11. Why don't they give out, like, free hot dogs or, like, the Rolly Taquitos? I don't want a Slurpee. It's just sugar. Sugar and cold frozen water. Uh-oh. I made an Instagram account for this podcast, and it's doing pretty well. I have to admit, it's doing pretty well. Got like 140 followers day one. Come on. That's some good stats. So follow the Instagram. It's Resting B Pod, because Instagram won't let you put bitch in your username. Instagram is so... my jewel pod is out of juice. Oh, thank God I have juice in this one. What was I saying? Instagram keeps crashing. You know, I think of myself as a lazy person, but I've never had more consistency and perseverance than when I'm trying to refresh my Instagram that's down. I have the most follow through with trying to get my Instagram to work when it has crashed. Okay. Yeah, so 7-Eleven happened. I was going to go and get a free Slurpee, but the parking lot was stressful, so I just drove by. There's a 7-Eleven right by my house, and... You know, there's a lot of tweakers over there. Hi. Is this your other roommate? Oh my god, I didn't know there was another one. Hi, I'm just recording a podcast. No, that's okay. It's not okay. And I don't know how to edit, so we have to keep that in. But it's okay, we can keep it in. He looks like a UFC fighter. And by that, I mean he just looks jacked. Dude, everyone who takes jujitsu looks like they take jujitsu. They all have, like, very defined jawbones. They all have cauliflower ear. And some of them, I think, didn't get cauliflower ear. Sometimes I think that they gave themselves cauliflower ear to show people that... It's almost like getting a tribal tattoo for fighters. They're like... Let me see your ear, bro. If you don't have cauliflower ear, you don't... I'm gonna get cauliflower ear. I feel so sick. I'm so happy that I chose to do this podcast on a couch because I'm so comfortable, but also so uncomfortable. Anyway, jiu-jitsu sucks ass. I made a mistake. I'm going to box tomorrow. I'm taking a boxing class with this dude, Malik, who's a comedian. I guess he was in, like, one of the Rocky movies or something. Maybe as an extra. I haven't watched it, but someone said he was in a Rocky movie and they didn't specify his role. Could have been an extra. Could have really been. Maybe he was Rocky. I don't know. But I'm going to box with him tomorrow. I'm trying to get fucking ripped. I'm trying to beat everyone up. And it's not even for, like, self-defense. But I'm pretty much the only girl in the class, unless Annie Letterman shows up, and then it's me and her, and she's just trying to eat me out the whole class, so that's pretty unproductive. Dude, Annie's crazy. I love her, but she goes, I try and, like, really respect, like, I'm a little bit too serious about things. Annie's, like, the complete opposite. Everything's a joke, which, you know, it's nice to have that balance and remember that things aren't that serious. But, you know, I try and, like, humble myself to the mat, the gym, the dojo. I get there early. I'm always the first one there. Usually the first one there. I get there early as fuck. People show up. Dudes, always dudes, like I said, unless Annie's there. But Annie was there the other day. And she seriously was trying to, she was like touching my titty to make me tap. I was like, that's not what we learned, bitch. She kept trying to pull me into her crotch. It was fun, but not as productive as I would have liked. I'm going to get better than her, though. I'm going to fucking, she better watch out. Annie, watch out. I'm coming for you. Yeah, I get there early. I wash my clothes. I don't do that often, so, you know. I bought a rash guard. I thought it was going to be, like, $30 max. I didn't even ask how much it was. I'm like, maybe he'll even, like, hook it up. And then I just checked my bank account yesterday, and I was like, I should have asked how much that rash guard costs. I'd rather have gotten a rash or ringworm or something. But, yeah, everyone's sweaty, and it's so sexual. Jiu-jitsu is so sexual, and I'm not trying to be all horned up in there. I'm trying to take it seriously, like I said. But it's all dudes. And then there's me, and in my head, I'm thinking they're all like, ooh, who's this girl? I want to, you know, headlock her or whatever. I don't know what they're thinking, but I just imagine growing up as a woman, my experience is that men are sexual beings, okay? Dudes want a bone at all times. So I'm in this class and I'm trying to take it seriously, but in my head I'm thinking about what these guys are thinking about, and it's me, and it's hard. And it, you know, as much as I don't want it to be horny, it just is. I'm breathing on these guys' necks. My little gooch, my Gucci hoochie is all up in their faces. And then they say things, you know, we're doing drills and stuff. And they're like, do you want to be on top or on bottom? I'm like, just finish on my back. We can cuddle after the class. Do I want to be on top? And then they try, some of the guys try and go easy on me. I'm trying to fight, bitch. Don't go easy on me. Because for me, I kind of have an advantage because I have all these strong daddies putting all their weight on me. And so it's kind of making me better, I think, maybe. This burrito is really fucking me up. And here's the thing. I also got the burrito without cheese because I was like, oh, it'll be healthier. I'm not a nutritionist. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm like, I should treat myself for not eating cheese. I feel numb. My body feels, I'm going to die. And I'm on my period. I know that there's probably a lot of dudes watching this, but grow up, okay? I'm on day 2 of my period. If you don't know, that's the heaviest day. There's a lot of blood loss. I donated blood last week, and now I'm donating it again. But, you know, I'm like rebel without a cause. I'm not donating it to any for any good reason. Lot of blood loss. And it's crazy because it's true. Like, before I get my period, there's like different things that happen. Sometimes I go like, I start to get like really emotional. Like, everything makes me want to cry. And I'm not like a very emotional, oh my God, I'm going to like for real throw up. I shouldn't have eaten that burrito. I should have recorded this earlier in the day before I made bad decisions. Okay. I'm losing a lot of blood. I'm shedding. And it's not like paper cup blood. This is like grizzly bear attack blood. It's like deep artery blood. It's clotted. This is graphic, but this is the real world. This is my experience. And I think it's important that we all learn about the body. It's a dark, deep blood. You lose a lot. I was kind of like going crazy last night. Like, I felt like loopy because I was losing so much blood. And I still took jujitsu today. Yeah, nothing's going to stop me from getting swole. But, oh yeah, sometimes, like it'll happen, like, 5 days before. And I have one of those period trackers. You have an app on your phone, and it tracks your period. So it'll be like, watch out, be prepared, she's coming, you know. It'll give you a countdown to when your period starts. And it's always 5 days before. I go crazy in some way. Sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes I get really angry. This month I was angry like for a full week before my period. And you get like period amnesia. You almost forget that that's why it's happening. I was just like, I don't believe in astrology. I think that astrology is whack. But I was like, you know what? Mercury is in retrograde. That's what everyone's saying. I was really getting angry at a lot of things. A lot of dumb shit. People were saying a lot of dumb shit this week. And I was really getting upset. And then, you know, my gooch started overflowing with period blood, and I remembered, oh, I'm not going crazy. I'm just starting my fucking period. It's a real bitch. It's not that it's not fair, but you guys need to understand what's happening, okay? We're not just being dramatic. We're not just, you know, we're losing blood. It's like if someone stabbed me in the vagina and just let me bleed out for a couple days. And then I had to just show up at work and pretend like I'm fine. Allie, why are you going to the bathroom so much? Because my vagina's been stabbed by my chromosomes of being a woman. Guys are all into science until I started talking about my period. I think I have CTE. I can't even form words. I'm having a hard time forming words. My grandma's 88. It's her 88th birthday. Today, actually, I need to call her after this. But we had a little party this weekend. And it is hard to shop for an 88-year-old. You know, what do you get someone who has lived through the Great Depression? What do you get that person? She already has a life alert. That would have been a thoughtful gift, but she already has the life alert. She already has a new hip. I can't get her another one. I could push her down the stairs and then be like, here's a new hip. I was thinking maybe I should get her into crystals. Maybe my grandma could be a crystal person. But crystals are just, it made me think, because I genuinely was like, maybe I'll get her like a crystal. Maybe she'd be into that. And then I realized that crystals are only for young people because young people are delusional enough to think that the crystals are healing them. When you're 88, you know that crystals ain't working for shit. Your aura ain't changing at 88. Crystal people are so crazy. They're the worst people. They're so out of touch. Yeah, my grandma's birthday party was pretty turned up. She has a caretaker, Diane, who's with her. And it's an interesting dynamic because my grandma doesn't fuck with Diane, really, because Diane makes her, like, do the stuff that she doesn't want to do. You know, like, get up, live. My grandma's not really about living anymore. It's a young man's game. My grandma's ready to go. She looks great, though. 88. She's killing it. I want to be a hot grandma. Oh, my God. What's 88 minus 2019? She was born in 1931. Yeah, what gift are you getting someone who's born in 1931? Here's dirt. Remember when the ground used to just be this, Grandma? Here's some coins. Yeah, you can't really do much. Not a lot of dancing at an 88-year-old's birthday. I went swimming. I baked with my aunt. I had some drama with my aunt, but we made up. You know, some people can't work through family drama, but I had to grow up. You have to grow up. You can't have family drama, because then what do you do when there's a family get-together? You don't show up? I can't have that. My aunt makes really good food, so I really had to squash that beef quickly. I did something bad. You know, it was my fault. It was my fault. I posted something about her on Instagram. Because she kept posting these, like, she was trying to be funny. But she was posting, like, hurtful comments on my Instagram. So I blocked her. I blocked her. I'm like Taylor Swift in my family. I got bad blood with everyone. And then I write a song with them and get more famous. But, yeah, I blocked her on Instagram. And, you know, maybe that would have been fine. But then I posted a picture and talked about her in the caption of it, talking about how I blocked her. And then her kids follow me, you know, my cousins. And they showed her, and then people commented on the picture saying, like, fuck my aunt's name, like, hashtag fuck, you know, blank. Out of respect, you know, we've made up. I don't need to drag her again. We're good. But yeah, people were kind of going after her. And, you know, she was obviously hurt by that. And then I felt bad and I called her and we apologized. And she apologized to me for saying what she said and a couple other things. And it was really beautiful. And, you know, since then we've talked in person and we got to bake the other day. We baked these graham cracker chewy bars that are so good. Okay, what else happened this week? Oh, yeah, jujitsu, super horny. What else? I did a joke about it last night at the Comedy Store. Every Monday, the people who work at the Comedy Store get to go up. You do 3 minutes. So I went up. I talked about jujitsu. And I said the part that I said about how it's so sexual. You know, they're like, do you want to be on top or on bottom? And I'm like, just finish on my back. But I started the joke. And off the dome, I was just talking about how I'm taking jujitsu. I don't want to say it. You'll have to just come see me perform. Because it was funny in the moment on stage, but I feel like if I try and just say the joke on here, it's not going to... I need an audience for that. I wrote down stuff that happened this week so that way I would remember. Oh, yeah. Okay, so after my first jujitsu class, I went to this vegan Thai restaurant, and it was pretty good. I got pad Thai. I got these, like, nasty-ass spring rolls that I ended up not eating, but I had to go to the bathroom, And they're like, oh, the bathroom's through the kitchen. And I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience of going through a restaurant's kitchen, but at first you feel like, you know, you're going to like the VIP area in a club or something. You're like, oh, I'm going to the back room in the kitchen. But I walked back and it's just so, it's so weird. I don't want to see who's making my food. They're never hot, you know. It's never good looking people back there. There was like missing a finger, missing a tooth. You find out that they like wear jean shorts. And it doesn't feel good. It's like you're entering Narnia. And the witches are just undocumented workers. It's weird going back there. You feel like you're walking in on a drug deal. Like there's some secret exchange going on back there. Like I'm just going to see Asians squatting, smoking cigarettes and playing dice, betting money back there, playing craps or something. I've worked in food service. All my previous jobs until now have all been food service. And so, you know, you're going in that kitchen, but that kitchen feels like home. You go into this someone else's kitchen to use the bathroom and just feels like you're walking in on a back alley abortion or something. Just doesn't feel safe back there. It was a vegan restaurant. I'm not trying to be vegan right now. I don't know if I'll ever try and be vegan. I'm trying not to do dairy, because that shit's just like fucking with me. Dairy's not good. If there was a dairy Jewel pod, I can't say I wouldn't do it. Little 2% milk pod. Yeah, being vegan's weird. I support it. You know, I have a lot of friends who are vegan. Good for you. Keep up the good work or whatever. But what pisses me off is when they try and do vegan food that's like that's copying real meat or whatever. It's like you can't have fake vegan eggs. If you're going to be vegan, you have to just be vegan. You can't do all this like fake eggs, fake bacon. It's called like Satan or something. It's literally called Satan. That's how you know you shouldn't be doing it, is when you're being vegan and then you're like, oh, look at this rubber bacon I'm eating. It's literally called Satan. You're letting the devil into your soul when you're trying to eat fake meat. When I wrote that down, I really thought that that was funny. And now that I'm reading it, it's not. This is what I wrote down. I said, I have no problem with vegans. I think it's awesome. If I wanted to do it, I would. But you can't have pretend eggs and pretend cheese and pretend cake. No more little bacon Satan. It has the devil's name because it's not real bacon. It's the devil's meat. That vegan shit. You get vegetable, fruit, potatoes. That's it. Don't copy us if you ain't about that life. It's like a recovering alcoholic drinking O'Doul's beer. It's like, yeah, sure, technically you're not getting drunk, but you're not trying not to. It's pretty funny, I guess. I wrote down something else. Who was I talking to? It might have been... Who was it? I don't know. Some fat dude. I'm surrounded by fat guys. At the Comedy Store, everyone's fucking fat. They go on stage to perform on Mondays. They're like sweating by the end of their 3 minutes. It's so sad. I'm not fat shaming, but... I'm not fat shaming either. See, here's the thing. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm not trying to be like a crazy, you know, one of these people who's just trying to start controversy. I got a lot of love in my heart, and I'm not the smartest, so maybe it comes off as negative, but based on my actions in the real world, I'm a kind, loving person. Nowadays, I feel like it's all, instead of what you do and how you treat people and how you behave, it's what you say. People only care about what you say. And it is so annoying. And I'm not saying, you know, I can't just drop the N-bomb and be like, I only said it. It's not based on my actions. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if I call my friends at the Comedy Store fat, it's because they're fat. They're still my friends. Some of them aren't, you know. There's some fat people who aren't my friends, but there's plenty of skinny people who aren't my friends either. There's a lot of fat people at the Comedy Store. There's also a lot of skinny people at the Comedy Store. I'm right in the middle. I'm not slim thick. I'm not a little slim thick shouty. You know, it's funny. We have to go on this ladder to change the marquee. And there's so many fat people who work there that they have to get someone else to change the marquee for them. Why am I going on this weird fat rampage? Maybe it's because I feel shameful about that big ass burrito I ate. And I know that it's creeping up on me. I'm trying to do preventative, so I'm taking jujitsu. Oh yeah, but my fat friend was telling me that when I was asking him, like, because sometimes this, I've slept with some thick daddies before, you know? My type is like, I like skinny dudes. But I also like some thick boys. Not super heavy, but some thickness. And sometimes I notice when I'm laying in bed with a thick daddy, sometimes like I touch their titty. And then I like stop because I'm like, I don't want them to be like, to like overthink it or think like internalize it as like, oh no, I got titties. But titties are fun. I love them. I got them. I touch my own titties. It's a blessing, you know? And so then if I'm with a thick daddy, I touch their titties and then I forget that, you know, it's not, they don't have titties because they were born with them, but because, you know, maybe they're eating two burritos or a full burrito like me. And I asked my friend if girls do that because I know that I have. And he said, sometimes girls will, like, rub his... Wait, what did I write down? Because it was so funny to me. When he's cuddling with a girl, he said they rub his belly. Asked if they touch his titties, because if I'm with a thick dude, I touch his titties and then stop, because I feel like he might be sensitive about it. But titties are fun. They touch my titties. If they got titties, I'm touching the titties. You know what? I think I just like saying titties. It's the best word there is. What else was I going to talk about? Oh my God. Bagel Boss. I have to talk. Oh, I think I can set up now. Give me a second. Okay. I'm going to slowly get up. Okay. Ow. I'm so sore. I want to meet Bagel Boss. If anyone knows Bagel, if you don't know even what I'm talking about, you need to look this guy up. He's like 5'4 or something. He might even be shorter than that. He lives somewhere on the East Coast. He's tiny. He's so adorable. I mean, he's definitely not a good dude. Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Okay, I need to... Well, I guess I'll just jump around. I'm going to talk about Bagel Boss. But, well, I guess I can merge both topics into one. So Bagel Boss Boy. Boss Baby Bagel Boy. He was at this bagel shop. And he just, like, went off on this rampage about how women are... I mean, I'm not quoting him, but essentially women are bad. and he's short and women don't like him and women need to cut their shit out. He's not a good dude, but I love him. I love him. He said, you're not God or my boss or my father. If that ain't the truth, buddy, that's some real shit. He's going through something and, you know, we've all been bagel boss at one point. But then someone knocked him out. I can't wait till the day I take so much jiu-jitsu and boxing that someone just says some dumb shit and I'm like, yeah. Hit him with that. Gucci. Every jiu-jitsu drill, your vagina just ends up in their face. It's crazy. But yeah, Bagel Boss is a bad dude, but I really, you know, I love him. Our small prince. Oh yeah, but the point I was talking about this on my Instagram story the other day. People, 2019 is the year where people either worship you and they're like, yes, queen, body positivity, go off, free the nipple, we love everyone. But if you say one thing, you are canceled. You're canceled. That's it. It's like these two extremes. And it's so annoying because people need some shame. You don't want to, I mean, you want to be able to get through it. You don't want to, like, fucking severely bully people. But I think old school bullying is what builds character. It's what teaches you how to work through things. But nowadays, it's like, you have to live your life to be worshipped. Or, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I shouldn't have eaten that burrito. I'm in a coma. Yeah, but I was doing this, I was doing the show a couple weeks ago. And it was like, you know, an East Side show. So everyone's like super, like, woke and hip and cool. And like, I'm super down with that. But it's also like too much. It's too much. I was talking about how these one pair of jeans I have looks bad on me. And some girl in the back is like, you look great. Yes, we love you. Those jeans are amazing. And it's like, I know that they're not. You're lying to me. I'm saying these jeans don't look good on me. And because you think everyone has to be like praised and worshipped for being themselves, then now you're like, oh my God, it's so annoying. I want to feel a little bit bad. I don't want to be misled by false, you know. I don't know. It's so annoying. But she was right, because I did realize that those jeans look so good on me. And I wear them all the time. Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else I really wanted to talk about? How much time did I do? 40 minutes already. Look at that. I feel like, what do you guys think? I feel like maybe the end part of this podcast should be not advice, but maybe like questions and answers, something like that. I feel like everyone does that though. It's so annoying. And it's also like, who wants my like 23-year-old advice? I mean, maybe that's kind of the angle. What does a 23-year-old think about this? Probably not much. What else? Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to Sacramento this weekend. It's like my first like major, it's like my first time getting flown out and doing a weekend. You know what? That's not true. The more I've been thinking about it, because I kept saying this is my first time getting flown out to like feature for someone for the weekend. And I think Preacher Lawson was the first person to take me. I was in Florida. We went to this, like, he took me, I'm pretty sure, unless I was, like, I happened to be there. I can't really remember. I think this was, like, a year ago. But I had to do 20 minutes clean material. And if y'all know anything about me, it's that my material is not clean. But I was like, I'm not going to say no. He asked if I could do 20 minutes clean. And I was like, yeah. Because I'm like, I'm not going to pass up on doing this. And so I was freaking out leading up to it. I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to have to like sing the alphabet or something. And then I ended up being able to do 20 minutes clean material. But it wasn't like, it wasn't fun. It didn't feel like I was being myself, but it was good for me to do and to, like, know that I could do that. But we were in this, like, super old town. It's called Punta Gorda, Florida. And it's literally, it has, like, the oldest, it's, like, the oldest living community in Florida. Everyone there is, like, the youngest person living there is, like, 80. And so people, like, physically couldn't laugh because their bodies were failing. Like, they were in... There were so many people who came with oxygen tanks. So I think that might have been my first, like, feature weekend. But this is exciting, too. I mean, every time is exciting. So, yeah, Andrew Santino is taking me to Sacramento with him this weekend. We're going to be doing shows the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Punchline up there. And then he's taking me, dude, he's also taking me to St. Louis, Missouri. So if you live in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm going to be there August 1st through 3rd. We're going to be out there. And then later in August, I'll be in New York. So stay tuned for New York shows. But yeah, man. And then I have like my local shows out here in LA, which are on my website, which is just my name, alliemakofsky.com. I'm going to see if I missed anything. Yeah, I've been taking jujitsu like every day. Almost every day. Yeah, I guess nothing else has really happened since the last time this podcast started. Oh, I guess. Yeah, that is it. That's it. That's all that's happened this week. Let me know. Hey, follow my podcast Instagram. And, oh, genius. Okay. On the podcast Instagram, which is at RestingBeePod, I'm going to have, I'm going to post on my Instagram story. I'm going to have one of those things where you can ask a question. So I'll be posting those maybe every Monday. And then that way when I record this on Tuesdays, if there's anything that stands out or pops out, then I'll talk about it on here. Like I said, this is a work in progress, you know? It's all learning experience. If you're listening, thank you for being dumb. And I'll see you next week. God bless.